evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Thursday, 13 November 2025. The news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Chivayo humiliated in failed bid to gate crash Mnangagwa Dangote meeting. Zimbabwe faces 14,000 health worker shortage amid exodus, and ZimRights condemns chiefs-led Gukurahundi hearings. And now for the news in detail. Controversial businessman Wicknell Chivayo was turned away from State House in Harare yesterday after reportedly trying to gatecrash a high-profile meeting between Emmerson Mnangagwa and Nigerian billionaire Aliko Dangote. Chivayo, known for his flamboyant lifestyle and controversial business dealings, is said to have falsely claimed he had an appointment with Mnangagwa and Dangote to sign a major investment deal. Security sources say he attempted to enter State House for a photo opportunity but was stopped by Mnangagwa's aides, including his son Sean, and ordered to leave. The meeting, which brought together cabinet ministers, senior officials, and business leaders, was part of a $1 billion investment signing with Dangote. Observers say the incident embarrassed officials and exposed lax security procedures at State House. Zimbabwe's health sector is battling to fill over 14,000 vacant posts following a mass exodus of doctors, nurses, and pharmacists seeking better pay and working conditions abroad. Health Minister Douglas Mombeshora says government plans to recruit 5,000 workers by December to ease the strain, especially in rural areas where clinics are critically understaffed. He told a review meeting in Mutare that working salaries and harsh working conditions remain the biggest challenge driving professionals out of the country. Mombeshora said government hopes to improve conditions through a proposed national health insurance bill and expanded digital health and community outreach programs. Human rights organization ZimRights has described the ongoing chiefs-led Gukurahundi hearings as illegitimate, secretive, and lacking a legal basis. In its 2024-2025 State of Peace report, ZimRights said the process violates principles of transitional justice and called for an independent commission to investigate the 1980s massacres in Matabeleland and the Midlands. Critics argue the hearings initiated by Emmerson Mnangagwa are designed to sanitize the government's role in the atrocities that claimed over 20,000 civilian lives. International researcher Hazel Cameron described the process as a final betrayal of the victims. Zimbabwean opposition leader and chairman of National Democratic Working Group, NDWG, Job Sikala, has been released on 10,000 rand bail following his appearance at the Pretoria magistrate today. His arrest last week came after police allegedly uncovered explosives, including 26 blasting cartridges and 15 capped fuse connectors in his car. Investigations into the matter are still underway and is expected to appear in court again on February 3, 2026 for trial. He denies the charges, claiming it's a political setup. Sikala and his co-accused Alexander Tema were arrested on November 6, 2025. Robert Mugabe Jr., aged 33, son of the late former president, has been convicted for illegal possession of drugs. He pleaded guilty today before Harare Magistrate Lisa Mutendereki after being arrested in October with 2 grams of dagga. Robert Jr., a father of two, asked for leniency. He has been fined $300 or to serve 4 months in prison. Africa's richest man, Aliko Dangote, has signed a $1 billion multi-sector investment deal with the Zimbabwean government targeting cement, fertilizer, infrastructure, and energy industries. Dangote, who has a net worth of $25 billion, arrived in Harare yesterday to finalize the agreement through his Nigeria-based conglomerate, the Dangote Group. The deal was signed at State House with Finance Minister Mutuli Ncube representing the government and Bard Santner Asset Management facilitating the partnership. The billionaire hinted that total investments could exceed $1 billion, including plans for fuel pipeline projects linking Namibia and Southern Africa. MDCT head of security Shakespeare Mukoyi has criticized party leader Douglas Muonzora, alleging poor management, financial mismanagement, and corruption. Mukoyi spoke at a press conference with former party executive Norest Marara, claiming the party has been reduced to a shadow of its former self under the late Morgan Tsvangirai. Mukoyi says he has reclaimed Harvest House in Harare from Douglas Muonzora. The building, officially named Richard Morgan Tsvangirai House, has long served as a headquarters for the opposition parties. Muonzora took control in 2020 with help from state security following internal disputes. Mukoyi claims to have evicted him and restored the building to the true opposition. Authorities have not yet commented, and tensions remain high. Harare City Council, in partnership with Hellcrow Electrical, is extending its water pipe replacement project to Norton, Chitungwiza, Rua, and Epworth. Old asbestos and cement pipes are being replaced with PVC to improve supply and reduce leakages. The first phase, covering 400 kilometers, is expected to finish early next year. Meanwhile, the Crowborough Taxpayers Association has opposed the 2026 budget, calling proposed water tariff hikes anti-people. The government has announced a new policy to enroll successfully rehabilitated drug addicts into the National Youth Service Program. Youth Minister Tinoma Chakaire made the announcement yesterday during a visit to Restore Life Rehabilitation Center in Harare. Only individuals certified as fully rehabilitated and medically cleared will qualify for the program, after which they will proceed to vocational training centers. Restore Life founder Jonathan Muchengeti praised the initiative, saying it recognizes the resilience of recovered addicts, while social commentator Rebecca Chisamba described it as a step toward national healing. The policy comes amid rising youth drug abuse in Zimbabwe, which Emmerson Mnangagwa has linked to unemployment and organized criminal activity. A Gweru medical doctor, Farikai Manjaya, aged 49, has been arrested alongside Tafara Chigoya, aged 28, Kudakwasha God Knows Mutata, aged 29, and Tariro Pambwa, aged 35, for possessing and using methamphetamine, also known as Mutoriro. Police acted on a tip-off to Manjaya's residence, where the suspects were allegedly found using the drug with J-pipes. Items used in the activity were seized, and all four have been taken to court and remain in custody pending their bail hearing. The National Prosecuting Authority said the case demonstrates that drug offenses will not be tolerated and urged the public to report drug use to protect communities. The Zimbabwe Republic Police are looking for 23-year-old Kudakwashe Ralph Udumba in connection with a 452,245 Zimbabwean dollar, around 16,151 US dollar fraud. Dumba, a former insurance sales officer, is accused of creating duplicate point-of-sale receipts for motor vehicle insurance and licenses between July and December 2024, keeping the money for himself. He initially admitted the offenses but later fled, reportedly to South Africa. His last known address was 3007 China Crescent in Rua. Police are urging anyone with information to come forward. Magistrate Feresi Chakanyuka has issued a warrant for the arrest of popular musician T. Gonzi after he failed to appear in court. The case involves T. Gonzi's allegations that Felix Chikondo, bodyguard to Walter Magaya, sold him a smuggled vehicle. Authorities had confiscated the vehicle through the vehicle theft squad. T. Gonzi's absence prevented the court from proceeding, prompting the magistrate to take legal action against him. The Zimbabwe Republic Police have launched an investigation into the abduction and torture of two Chinoye University of Technology students, Lyndon Zanga, aged 21, and Malvin Saint Madanda, aged 29. Authorities are asking the public to provide information on the case. However, observers have criticized the move, questioning why police are soliciting tips when they reportedly already have leads. Critics say the public appeal raises concerns about transparency and may be an attempt to deflect responsibility from the authorities. And in news from local communities, Binga South legislator Fanuel Kumanzala has accused the government of neglecting his constituency, saying Binga and the Zambezi Valley remain left behind despite national promises of inclusive development. He cited severe water and electricity shortages, poor roads, limited schools, and inadequate clinics. Kumanzala urged authorities to turn rhetoric into action, calling for bricks, roads, pumps, schools, jobs, and dignified lives for residents, stressing that development in Binga is a matter of survival and dignity. In international news, South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has dismissed Vice President Benjamin Boll Mell stripping him of his military rank and removing him from the National Security Service. The move also affected the central bank governor and revenue authority head, both allies of Ball Mill. No official reason was given for the dismissals, which come amid fears of political instability following the collapse of the power-sharing deal with opposition leader Riek Machar. Ball Mill, aged 47, had been tipped as a potential successor to Kiir and has been under U.S. sanctions for alleged corruption. Tensions remain high as replacements for the sacked officials have not been announced. And finally, in sports news, Argentina will face Angola on Friday at Luanda's 11 November Stadium, named for the country's Independence Day. The Angolan Football Federation reportedly spent $13 million to host Lionel Messi and his teammates. Civil society groups had urged Argentina to cancel the match following deadly protests over fuel price hikes, accusing authorities of repression. Despite this, the squad will arrive Thursday. Three Argentinian players will miss the game due to missing yellow fever vaccinations, while a fourth is sidelined with injury. The friendly comes as Angola marks Independence Week, which began Tuesday with a military parade in Luanda. To end this news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Chivayo humiliated in failed bid to gatecrash Mnangagwa Dangote meeting. Zimbabwe faces 14,000 health worker shortage amid exodus. And Simrights condemns chiefs-led Gukurahundi hearings. And that concludes our bulletin for this day. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.